Welcome, one and all, to Squirrels and Robots, episode 113. Thank you, Alfred, for the huge tip this week. Batman must pay them really well. Oh god, it's not that Alfred. But how do we know? Because Batman's Alfred is a fictional character, this one is not. Well, Batman's Alfred is probably based on this one. Yes. Thank you also, Xavier and John, for the tips slash donations as well. It is much appreciated, thank you. Thank you! See, some people don't suck, and I appreciate that. So, let's see, this week has been pretty much, all politics, war, and the standard hellscape of turmoil we've all been dealing with since, well, humans started walking upright. So, what else is happening besides that? Oh, okay, there's a couple of more Walking Dead spin-offs happening, if you need more zombies in your life. Which we do not need, as even zombies have become boring and unfun. Yeah, I mean, zombie anything is a pass for me at this point, mate. You know? Yeah, I mean, whatever. There's another Muppets series in the work called Muppets Mayhem, apparently. Puppets Offline! There's a new Aliens movie coming to Hulu, but it's being directed by the person who did the Evil Dead remake and being produced by Ridley Scott. So, that combo is kinda promising. You know, we haven't had a good Aliens film in years, you know? This is true. Amazon is supposedly moving forward on a God of War series. Boy. You know, that could work, you know? Because, I mean, God of War is a good game, and, you know, maybe, right? They can make it, like, a really dark and brooding Hercules, the Legendary Journeys. Oh, with Kevin Sorbo. It's Hercules. Well, it's Kevin Sorbo. Yes, the ice cream that's not ice cream. Okay. Bring back Xena! Oh, God. They're attempting to make another Amityville movie, but apparently, it's in space. What? Yep, according to the official synopsis, the ultimate battle against the Amityville curse begins after the infamous murder house is exorcised from Earth and reappears in outer space.
Even I find that to be silly. And I ate a sandwich without bread once.
What?
Yep, it was just a handful of peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, so, I guess they're launching the Amityville house into space. Like, we don't have enough junk up there already.
Well, I mean, it could work, right?
Dude.
No, mate, hear me out, right? It could work on a meme level, you know? Like a bombastic, earnest, safe space, weird owl horror hybrid, you know? I could see that. The world is very stupid and likes stupid things.
Well, I mean, alright. They would have to take a silly approach to it. I mean, you know, seriously, no one is going to take this as a legit film, you know, otherwise, you know?
Weird Al should do the theme song. Oh, this is a story about a haunted house that was seriously evil, so the priest started to shout. I banished thee out to the reaches of space, and before you know it, an alien race said I like it here, and they didn't have a fear, so they moved right in until creepy things begin. With a hand in a toaster and a freezer filled with gross, the aliens decided to call the ghost. But,
okay, dude, come on, seriously. Yeah, we get it, mate.
Wait, but there's 30 more verses, please!
No. Yeah, so, whatever, I guess that's a thing now. Amityville in space.
Who is even making this film?
Mark Polonia, whose illustrious film credits include Sharkula, House Squatch, Sister Krampus, Feeders 3, Shark Encounters of the Third Kind, Bride of the Werewolf, Sharkenstein, Bigfoot vs. Zombies, and a plethora of others. It seems they put out about 4 movies a year, at least.
Oi, there was a Feeders 3?
Yep.
What is Feeders 3? Feeders 1 and 2 were like these super low-budget alien movies from, like, the 90s, which were riffed on by Riff Trax somewhat recently.
Oh, so they're those type of movies. Yeah, I've seen both Feeders movies with Riff Trax commentary, and, I mean, it's all over the place. It's funny, because of Riff Trax, but, I mean, I don't think I could sit and watch Feeders and be like, oh, wow, I'm totally invested in this.
I would be interested in watching Sharkula, though.
Dude, Vampire Shark? I mean, if you're bitten by a shark, do you really want what's left of you to become a vampire?
Well, I think you'd heal fast, though, right?
Oh, God, all right, whatever. There's a sequel to I Am Legend happening with Will Smith, so that's another apocalypse movie we all have to deal with.
I feel like we're already living in the apocalypse. Why watch don't want to see when I'm already living. Boy, on a side note, right? We've been getting a lot of emails and tweets, right? About that last episode we posted. You know, the one called Series Cancelled?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, some people were kind of freaking out. Like, boy, is this series really cancelled? What? Why?
I guess some people didn't read one line down in the description.
Well, like, nobody reads descriptions, mate.
Oh, God. No, the series is not cancelled.
Hooray, I'm not cancelled.
Hold on, I wouldn't say that.
Wait, why?
Well, all right, here. Well, I mean, you already have a comic book coming out on the 11th of March, right?
Yes, I am happily good about feeling it.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you really need to be doing an animated series as well?
Well, I think cartoons are more accessible because no one likes reading.
Well, why not make some of them motion comics, right? Like, take the comic, get all the dialogue recorded and whatnot, and then they have it. Comic cartoon.
Like motion comics?
Yeah, why not? This way you can make a comic for those who want comics, and cartoons for those who want cartoons.
I don't know. Comics should be comics, motion comics are a bit I don't like.
Dude, you're only one squirrel. You're only going to be able to work on so much.
Well, if I had more drugs, I could work faster! Just saying.
Okay.
Boy, speaking of which, the Neurotically Yours comic will be available to the $5 and up patrons, as it would generally cost $5 for folks elsewhere. So if you are supporting there, well, there you have it.
Everyone gets the music album, though, on Patreon.
Yep, all tiers get the music. That's also being released on the 11th of March, so enjoy that. Music will be posted on Patreon at 11 a.m. Eastern, and the comic will be posted at 12 p.m. Eastern. So check those patron-only posts.
And thank you for all the support. Thank you all. It's really appreciated.
Dude.
What?
Dude.
What?
Bloom County.
What?
Wait, yeah, Bloom County? That old comic strip with Opus and Bill?
Oh, the cat with the hair growing out of its eyeballs.
Yeah, that one. Fox is actually making an animated series.
No way!
Really?
Wow, that is old school.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Bloom County was generally a thinker's comic strip, meaning it had a lot of social commentary, observations, and subtext revolving around current events. So this means there's hope.
How's that?
Because, alright, if a comic strip, which was fairly smart by comparison to other comic strips at that time, can get a series, that means we could possibly, hopefully, be moving towards some content that is a bit more cerebral.
Yes, but they're also bringing back Beavis and Butthead as well, you know? I mean, it was funny, but hardly cerebral. Kind of the other side of the spectrum, honestly.
All right, true. But one, they did have very good observational humor when it came to music videos. And two, hey, we have been in the dumb humor cycle for almost 2 decades now, all right? So it'll be nice to watch some, hopefully, decent, brainy content.
Big Bang Theory was brainy.
Well, I mean, all right, you got a point, but all that did was make everyone who watched it feel smart, even though some of them were, let's say, mentally deficient.
Oh, like some Rick and Morty viewers.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's like this weird divide in viewers when it comes to stuff like Rick and Morty, Big Bang Theory, Frasier, and those brainy type shows. It's like some of the viewers get it, and others pretend to merely because, you know, they're popular shows. You know, it's always weird when a type of content gets popular and everyone latches onto it, you know? Because then you really have to dig through those who get it and those who just claim to get it, but really don't.
Boy, like punk in the 70s, and goth in the 80s,
and grunge and metal in the 90s.
What about the 2000s?
Yeah, you know, 2000s, decent bands were few and far between, all right? That was kind of like the era when all this pop trash started washing up on shore again after being buried for a good decade of somewhat decent music, you know? And now it just keeps piling up on our creative shores. It's like more of it just washes up on shore than gets dragged out with the tide. Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, pop culture's kind of like that. Lots of rubbish with a few, you know, hidden treasures hidden in the bins.
Yeah, well, hopefully Bloom County will be successful in its run and push more networks to seek out better content, but I still feel we're in the dumb cycle, so who really knows? You know, I mean, the sheer volume of content out there, most of it is geared towards idiots. So, whatever, I guess.
I find it sad that they had to reach back to a 40-year-old comic strip for intellectual content. Wait, that's 40 years old?
Bloom County was first published in December, 1980.
Wow! Alright, what the hell?
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that says a lot about the state of creativity out there, folks. You know? Hey, let's find some kind of brainy cartoon we can make. Oh, sorry, we're gonna have to keep going back into the past. Oh, what about the 2000s? Nope, keep going back. The 90s? Nope. Alright, we're in the 80s. Anything here? No, we gotta go back even further. To just the tail end of 1980. Essentially, it might as well have been the 70s. That really says a lot about the state of creativity out there. It really does.
But does this mean there's a chance for us then? You know? Major network and all that?
I don't know. I'm still waiting for the nostalgia phase of early internet to hit so we're kind of rediscovered.
Oh, I remember early internet. Oh, Frog in a Blender, Joe Cartoon, Radisco and Devil Doll, Strong Bad, Mr. Wong. Oh, and those old Lenore the Little Dead Girl cartoons. Oh, simpler times. Simpler times. Newgrounds.
God, yeah. Speaking of which, we are still rolling out content on Newgrounds, so the original Season 6 series is slowly being posted on there, so keep an eye out. But also, we are looking into making a new run of plush toys for folks, but we're looking at a service that is essentially a Kickstarter meets plush maker. So they'll make a prototype, set up a campaign, and if funded, everyone will get their plushies put in production and receive them in like 2 to 4 months. So what we did on Patreon and the YouTube community tab is we put up a poll for which plush people would want us to attempt to make first. We'd like to do every character from Neurotically Yours, but let's be serious. That's a lot of campaigns. So, check Patreon or the YouTube community tab on the YouTube channel for that poll, and vote on what you would like made. I will then post the top 4 to Twitter, and we'll kind of have a revote. Gonna final 4 this, alright?
I vote Team Pegley! I vote for the blue lady in the sewer! Wait, you mean that Pauline thing that hangs out with the pumpkin? Well, sure, why not? Wait, can I change my vote then? Because I think that Mutie character would be the right character to make a plush of.
The one with the huge boobs?
I really didn't notice her chest area, but I suppose that would be the character you're talking about. You know, the one with the blonde hair. Yeah, she's kind of quiet.
Yeah, with the huge chest.
Yeah, I don't really recall. I'm not sure I noticed that.
Yeah, okay.
I would vote for Lucretia because she could come with a little ghost friend, but not enough people know about her because the comic not out.
The poll is out there. I'll see what folks think and go from there. Later, everyone. We've been neck deep in doctor's appointments and all that, trying to get things figured out, but at least we're able to somewhat work normally after literally being laid up for 3 weeks straight.
But you didn't notice it, did you? Because our astounding work ethic kept us moving forward. That's right. Double over in pain and turmoil and angst, and it was just like, gotta keep working. The people need the squirrely logic. And that's what we did. We kept working, mate, and we continue to do so.
Yeah, good for us. Thanks for supporting. I hope you all enjoy the comic.
I'm working on the second one, but it will take a tiny bit of waiting. Also, enjoy the music,
which will be on Spotify, Bandcamp, itch.io, Amazon, iTunes, and so on and so on.
Oi, Epic Games bought Bandcamp, you know.
Oh, God. I guess everyone's buying everyone, yet we're all paying for it. Why?
You know, everyone out there, write in Mutie as the plush. I would really love to squeeze those fluffy, huge...
Later, everyone. All right, goodbye. Be well. Stay safe. The Mutie character is not a plush option. I know you're collectively all the internet, but come on. Use the right head when you're voting, okay?
I thought I was.